This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Recently, the city of Buffalo reintroduced fluoride back into the drinking water. Now, while this has been met with a lot of praise from the community, there are some people who are concerned about this, and there is one attorney who is making claims that it's actually a risk to the community and can lower IQ in children. What can you tell me about this?
Fluoride actually is one of the biggest innovations we've ever seen in dentistry. It's the one ingredient that when used in the water toothpaste can effectively prevent and decrease risk of tooth decay, cavities. Fluoride has been shown to be saved by many studies approved by FDA and other regulatory organizations around the world. And it's the only component or only ingredient that dentists really recommend when they want to manage cavity risk. There's no evidence that shows that fluoride has a negative impact when used in the approved levels by regulatory agencies. In this case, by the FDA here for Buffalo. The latest studies that show some side effect have been shown to have flawed in their methodology and had issues when collecting information. So I don't think the Buffalo population, the community here, the parents should be concerned about anything related having fluoride back into the water. I actually celebrate the decision of the city to bring this back because I know this will be best for our kids.
So one interesting point that he brought up was that he said fluoride was a medication and that we don't have any other examples of medication being given to patients without consent. What do you think about that?
Fluoride is actually not approved by the FDA as a medication. Fluoride is actually approved as a component to prevent a condition, which is tooth decay in this case. So I cannot agree with his statement.
Can you think of anything that could maybe give them the reason to think that it could lower IQ or even cause thyroid issues?
As a dentist and also an epidemiologist, I followed this type of literature for many, many years. It has not been shown to have any effect on thyroid or IQ, fluoride in this case. We have no evidence. We actually have a lot more evidence to show the preventive power of fluoride and the benefits that this compound has for people's health. There's no evidence that shows that this caused the type of side effects that you described.
All right, and then just one final question for you. I'm pretty much leaving the ball in your court here. Is there anything about this topic that you feel would be important for the people to know, or maybe something that I didn't ask you about?
I think it's very important, actually, that parents bring their kids to the pediatric dentist or to see a dentist. Adults go back and see a dentist. It's very important to have two visits a year, have their teeth cleaned, brush their teeth, clean between their teeth to prevent tooth decay and other conditions. And again, fluoride is the most important compound that we can use to prevent tooth decay. And tooth decay is the number one reason kids don't go to school. So having fluoride will just be a way for us to provide equitable preventive treatment for the community in Buffalo.